Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose, and we're going to do another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering League One games for the 29th of November to the 1st of December 2024. And you can see all the details for the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net. Just look in the description and you'll see all the links, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the galaxy.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gambler aware.
And for the first game, we've got Reims, who are 8th, who are taking on Lens in 9th. This one kicks off on Friday, the 29th of November at 7:45 in the evening UK time. And on our page on footballpredictions.net that you'll find in the description, you can find your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and streaming services. This one's available on the League One Pass, but you can also see it on Bet365 for free, subscription free, stream it, use our bonus code FP365 to watch it there. Now, a couple of sides here which are kind of showing a bit of patchy form, some wins, some losses, some draws. What do you think about this one, Moose?
Yeah, a bit of patchy form, but nothing that we haven't predicted. And let's start with the home team. Let's start with the home team, Reims, because last time out, they also played at home. They had a home game at home to Lyon, which is obviously one of the teams towards the top of the table. And that ended a 1-1 draw. We had a score draw in that one. So both teams score and draw for our prediction in that game. And then away from home, Reims had an away win at Havre. That ended 3-0. That was another game we predicted the outcome of. And we also predicted Reims to lose 1-0 at Toulouse. And guess what? They ended up losing 1-0 in that game. But you're right, in terms of the form, a bit patchy. Reims have only got one win from their last five matches. And if you compare that to the beginning of the season, first seven games, they had four wins, two draws, and one defeat. Then they ran into three defeats in a row, but they have straightened it up a little bit with that win at Havre, and then most recently picked up a point at home to Lyon. Now, Lens is a team that's lost three out of the last four matches. So again, a team that's not in great form going into this game. Most recently, they lost 3-1 at home to Marseille. But prior to that, they did beat Nantes 3-2 at home. Their most recent away game, they've only had one away game over the last four games, it has to be said. And that away game was at PSG, and that ended with a 1-0 defeat. We did predict the outcome of that one, but when it's with PSG, most teams will struggle there. Lens, they did not lose a single game in the first eight games of the season. They had three wins and five draws, but yeah, now they run into this patch of three defeats from four. It's not going to be an easy one here, but these teams are two teams right sort of in the top half of the mid table. And it's going to be a fairly even game, we believe.
Yeah, I mean, 8th versus 9th is always going to be close, isn't it? Probably. But, yeah, one of the stats that I'm looking at here now is that both of these teams have been scored against in 5 out of the last 6 matches. So one team conceding 8, one conceding 10 goals in those games. So, yeah, they've got frailties at the back, haven't they? So we think that this one will be a both teams to score prediction. That's the best one we're looking at here. 1.67 odds is what you can get for both teams to score prediction here. And for the result, though, yeah, we're finding it too close to call, so we have called a draw. But that's kind of good, because if it is a draw, you get really good odds on draws. So 3.4 is the odds you can get for a draw in this fixture. Just looking at the other odds, by the way, Reims are available for 2.88 win, a draw 3.4. And Lens, you can get for 2.45. So pretty split. Lens, slight favourites with the bookies, but only just. In our poll, it's a bit of a different story. Reims are favourites with our pollsters, that's you guys, at 39% and 28% for longs, with a further 34% looking like looking for a draw, and half of those thinking a score draw. We think it's a score draw. Correct score prediction, 1-1. So a low scoring score draw, and odds for a correct score of 1-1 you can get at 6.5. Let's see what happens. Next up, it's Rennes, who are 15th, taking on Saint-Étienne, who are 13th. Another close one. Kicks off on Saturday, the 30th of November, 4 p.m. UK time. Look on our page in the description of this podcast for a page on footballpredictions.net, where you can find your localised kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and all the streaming services as well, one of which, of course, is Bet365. You can watch it, use our bonus code FP365 to watch it live and free. And this one is looking... a couple of interesting forms coming into this one.
Yeah, we start with the home team, Rennes. They have lost 3 out of the last 3 games without scoring a goal on top last time out. They lost 1-0 at Lille. We did predict that, and in fact, we predicted it right down to the correct score. We had a 1-0 win for Lille in that game. Then the last home game, they lost 2-0 at home to Toulouse before that, they fell to a 4-0 defeat at Auxerre. So yeah, Rennes' last win in the league was a home win against Havre. That one ended 1-0 to Rennes in a 2-0 prediction from our side. So we had the under 2.5 and a Rennes win in that one. At home, it has to be said, Rennes is not that bad despite the current form. They've won 3 matches so far at home this season. 1 draw and 2 defeats. That also means that all of their wins this season and pretty much all the points they've picked up this season have been at home, because they only picked up 1 point away from home. But that goal scoring record of late is going to worry them a little bit, just 2 goals in their last 5 games. If we look at Saint-Étienne is more of a home team as well as opposed to an away team. Their last few matches have ended with, again, low scoring games, by the way, under 2.5 goals in the last 3 matches. But their most recent game ended with a 1-0 win against Montpellier. And again, we predicted that down to the correct score. We had 1-0 to Saint-Étienne in that game. Prior to that, in their most recent away game, they lost 1-0 at Lyon. We had the outcome correct on that one. And we also had the outcome correct in their previous away game at Angers, where we said that Saint-Étienne were going to lose in a both team to score game. They lost 4-2 in that game. Saint-Étienne this season, they have 4 wins. All 4 wins have come at home and away from home. Saint-Étienne has taken some heavy beatings. He just picked up 1 point. That was at Nantes. But yeah, most of you will probably remember that 8-0 defeat at Nice. And then furthermore, they also lost 4-0 at Brest, 4-2 at Angers. And then, like we just said, the most recent one was a 1-0 defeat at Lyon. So yeah, Saint-Étienne away from home, a very bad record. And this could be a really good chance for Rennes to pick up 3 points.
Yeah, heading into this one, Saint-Étienne without an away win in the last 8 league games. So that's a very poor record, and we think that's going to continue on here. We've gone for our tip, though, we've gone for an over 2.5 goals game. We think there's going to be quite a few goals in this game. We think they're only going to come from one team. And we think that team is Rennes. So we think Rennes will win, and we've got a correct score of 3-0. And for a Rennes win, you can get odds of 1.45. So they're odds on to win this game. And, most of you in our poll think the same. 62% of voters, this is where you get to vote on our webpage, believe Rennes will win, and only 23% like Saint-Étienne. Looking at the odds as well, the bookies don't like Saint-Étienne. You can get 7 for a Saint-Étienne win and 4.5 for a draw. For a correct score prediction that we've made of 3-0, the odds there are 10, so 9-1. Which would be a good result if we could get it. Let's hope we can get that correct score prediction, because, of course, in both Rennes and Saint-Étienne's previous home games, we predicted 1-0 wins for Lille and for Saint-Étienne, that is, in the games. So we got them both right. So the last 2 games for both of these clubs, we got the exact score, correct score. So if we get 3-0 for this one, we'll be absolutely chuffed. Well, let's see what happens. Next, we've got Brest, who are 12th. taking another really close one, taking on Strasbourg, who are 11th. Kicks off on Saturday, the 30th of November, 6 p.m. UK time. Of course, go to our page, which you'll find in the description of the podcast, on footballpredictions.net. Just click on the link and you'll find your localised kickoff time, odds. You can click on the odds and everything, go straight to the bookie, TV channels and the streaming services. One of those is a Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 and you'll be able to watch this game live, subscription-free and for free. So here we have these clubs have both lost three in a row.
Both lost three in a row, have very identical forms, like with actually four defeats from the last five games. Of course, with Brest, it has to be said that that's across all competitions, including the midweek defeat at FC Barcelona, which was anticipated. We had Barcelona to win that game, quite a high-scoring game. They won that one 3-0. Also, when we look at Brest, five out of the last six games, including the Champions League, have actually been away from home. So that's probably not doing them any favors either. In League One, the most recent games were at Monaco and Montpellier, and both of them they lost. They lost 3-2 at Monaco and 3-1 at Montpellier. The last win was at Reims back in October, a 2-1 win away from home. But yeah, Brest, considering that they are playing in the Champions League, that Barcelona defeat, that was their first one, but they do seem to struggle a little bit with the balance between playing in League One and in the Champions League. And yeah, the results have been very mixed so far this season, hence why they're down in 12th already. And in League One, they've lost seven games so far this season out of 12 matches. So it's probably not the kind of record they've been looking for, or the kind of start to the season they've been looking for, considering that they're also playing in the Champions League. But so far, if they want to play in the Champions League next season, they better pick up some wins very soon. Now, Strasbourg, like we said, they've lost three in a row now. The most recent one we have to mention, that was a 2-1 defeat at Nice, and that was a correct score prediction again from us. We had 2-1 Nice in that game. And then the most recent home game was a 3-1 defeat to Monaco. We had 2-1 to Monaco in that game. So we've been pretty sharp on our predictions there with Strasbourg. In their most recent games, they lost four out of their last five. They only lost one out of their first seven games. But I think if one thing does characterize Strasbourg here, then that is that they have let in a lot of goals of late. They've not kept a clean sheet for their last six matches. And in most of these games, they've let in two or more goals. So yeah, it's not looking good for Strasbourg. Their form does seem to be deteriorating quite a bit going into this game with Brest. And it looks like a good opportunity for Brest to turn their form around in League One.
It does. I think it's a tricky game, this one, to really predict the outcome. But we have to do it. That's what we do. And we've gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction for this game, which isn't bad because you can get odds there of 1.91. If you're asking for a result, we can give you one as well. Brest to win. And the odds on that at the moment are 2.2. Despite their form. But then again, both of these clubs' forms are going down at the moment. So there's got to be a result. We think it will be a home win. And we've gone for a correct score prediction of 1-0. And the odds on 1-0 win are 8.5 on the betting at the moment. That's a Bet365. Brest in our poll, which you can find on our webpage. Look in those clickable links in the description of this podcast, 44% of you believe Brest will win, only 19% Strasbourg. So yeah, a bit more than marginal there. But regarding the bookies, you can get, like I said, 2.2 for Brest, 3.5 for a draw, and 3.3 for Strasbourg. So people are favouring Brest in this game. We do as well, but we think it'll be low scoring. So go for the 1-0 and see what happens. Next, we have got PSG, who are top of the league. Funny that. We're playing Nantes, who are 16th, and this is on Saturday, 30th of November, an evening game, 8 p.m. UK time kickoff. And of course, go to our page. You can click the link in the description and find it on footballpredictions.net, and you'll see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels tailored to wherever you are in the world. You can watch this one outside of France, of course, on Bet365 as well, if you're in a location where they broadcast to. And you'll see, use our bonus code, I should say, FP365, so you can watch it free and subscription free. Now, PSG, I watched them in that Champions League match where they lost to Bayern Munich. But in League One, though, it's a different story, isn't it?
Yeah, PSG in the Champions League have not been faring too well. Maybe it's a sign that the League One is quite far off the Champions League, because in League One, PSG this season have just been steamrolling through, haven't they? They've won 10 games so far this season and drawn two. And their most recent results have been quite impressive as well. They beat Toulouse last weekend 3-0. And that was prior to that. They had a 4-2 win at Angers. And it has to be said, in that game at Angers, PSG were leading comfortably 4-0. And that Angers just had a couple of goals there in injury time. So it's not that PSG were ever in trouble despite conceding two goals. And then a 1-0 win at home to Lens and 3-0 at Marseille. And Marseille is one of the better teams, of course, in League One. So yeah, PSG has been looking really strong, scoring lots of goals. And if we look at the home record, they got a perfect home record so far this season. They won all six of their home matches, and they've scored over three goals on average at home as well. But they do have a slight tendency to concede. They conceded four goals across their six home games so far this season, and that's over three matches. So they concede in half of their games at home, which is something we probably have to bear in mind here when they are playing Nantes. But yeah, Nantes, different story when we look at their form. They've actually lost five out of their last six matches. And compare that to the first six games of the season. They only lost one game out of the first six games. But yeah, they've definitely lost some stamina here in League One, because over the last six games, like what just said, they lost five, but they're also conceding quite a lot of goals. They've conceded over two goals, just over two goals on average. Their most recent away game was at Lens, and they lost that one 3-2. Then they also lost 3-1 at Strasbourg and 2-0 at Lyon. The most recent game in League One after the international break was a home game last weekend at home to Havre, and that ended with a 2-0 defeat. So yeah, Nantes look in a very sorry shape at the moment. Going to PSG right now is not what they want, and I think we know what kind of prediction is coming up for this game.
Yeah, you don't have to be a genius to work this one out, what we predicted, but just looking at Nantes, they do tend to put up a fight. They obviously lose a lot, but when they do, they tend to score. And if you look at their form, they have been scored against, of course, in all of the last six games and conceded 13 goals overall in those. So that's just over two goals a game, isn't it? So we think probably as they're now up against PSG, it'll be maybe a bit more than two goals in this game. So probably three. But yeah, like we said, we do think that they score as well most of the time. So we have gone for both teams to score as our prediction, our tip for this one. And you'll be relieved it's not just a PSG win, because the odds on that aren't very good. I'll come to that in a second. So yeah, both teams to score prediction, odds of 1.95. We have gone for a PSG win, a handsome win as well. But the odds there you can only get as 1.22 for a PSG home win. And for the correct score prediction, we have opted for 3-1 for PSG, of course. And the odds for that are 10. Or 9-1. Now, looking at the win, draw, win odds, like I said, 1.22 for PSG. A draw, 7, quite handsome odds, actually. But a Nantes win, you can get at 11.5. However unlikely that may be, but yeah, don't be silly with your money. Probably something a bit more like both teams to score would be something worth having a flutter on, we think. Now, to our summary games. We've got Montpellier in 18th, you take on Lille. We're fourth, and this is on Sunday, this one, 1st of December, 2 p.m. kickoff. You can live stream this on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it free and subscription free. And this game looks like it's probably going to go only one way, and that's a Lille victory. We've gone for both teams to score, though, for this game, and with the correct score prediction of Montpellier 1, Lille 2.
Moving on to Havre in 14th. At home to Angers in 17th. This match takes place Sunday, 1st of December at 4 o'clock UK time. Another game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using our bonus code FP365 on sign up. For this game, we're going with a low scoring game, so under 2.5 goals. An Havre win and a correct score prediction of 1-0 Havre.
And then we move on to Toulouse, who are 10th. We take on Auxerre, who are 7th. And you can live stream this. Oh, sorry, this is on Sunday, 1st of December as well, 4 PM UK time kickoff. Watch it on Bet365 live stream. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch free and subscription free. And for this game, we've also gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction. And for the win, we go for a home win, to lose, to win. And it's going to be them winning 2-0, as far as we think.
Yes, and then Lyon in 6th takes on Nice in 5th. This game also kicks off on Sunday, 1st of December, 4 o'clock UK time. And of course, it's another game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using our bonus code FP365 on sign up for this game. We are going for another low scoring game, under 2.5 goals, home win. So a Lyon win and a correct score of 1-0 to Lyon.
Then we have Marseille, who are 3rd. This would be a good one. Taking on Monaco in 2nd. And this is on Sunday, the 1st of December, 7:45 UK time in the evening. And, live stream this one on Bet365 too. They're doing all League One, and use our bonus code FP365 to watch it free and subscription free. For this game, we are predicting a high scoring game, and we think it's going to be a both teams to score tip for this one. And for correct score prediction, we've gone for a draw and 2-2. And just so you're aware, if you are wanting to watch these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18+, gambleaware.org. And if you missed it before, use our bonus code FP365 to watch everything free and subscription free if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you can find the links to all the games we've just covered, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. That's where you can have a look at all the online places to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our prediction for different betting markets, team news, as well as the best offers and odds.
In case you didn't know, we do record these football podcasts for a number of competitions as well as League One, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally source your favourite podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. And for now, it is
au revoir.
Football Predictions.